USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remnants of Hurricane Florence dumping historic levels of rain on parts of the Carolinas. Rescue efforts continue in flood-swept North Carolina, where this man says they're told it's not even the worst yet.
Now they're talking about the rivers ain't crested yet, so when they crest, this is really going to get serious.
More than 900 people have been pulled out of harm's way, and more than 15,000 are still in emergency shelters. Florence has also killed at least 17 people. Authorities on Cape Cod, Massachusetts say a shark killed a 26-year-old man over the weekend who was swimming off the beach at Wellfleet. The shark attacking him at about noon on Saturday. He died at a hospital a short time later. It's the first deadly shark attack on a Massachusetts beach in over 80 years. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
A woman accusing President Trump's Supreme Court pick of violent sexual misconduct details her allegations to the Washington Post. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Professor Christine Blasey Ford says the incident occurred when she and Brett Kavanaugh were in high school. She has passed a lie detector test given by a former FBI agent, and now Congress has taken an interest in her as well. Senator Lindsey Graham says he's interested in what Ford has to say. Also, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake wants to hear more, too.
He said it really needs to be taken seriously and that she must be heard. And so here you're seeing a Republican senator saying that you can't move forward on this thing until we hear more.
Senator Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, says he has no plans to delay Thursday's scheduled vote on Kavanaugh. But Grassley says he's setting up phone calls with Ford and Kavanaugh. I'm Wendy King.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former Watergate journalist and author Bob Woodward took to the Sunday talk shows to promote his new book, Fear, about the Trump White House. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Woodward tells CNN's Fareed Zakaria's GPS show that he has recordings with nearly everyone he interviewed for his book.
With people who were participants, and the agreement with the sources was, I'm not going to name you, but I'm going to use this information if I can verify it. And so I was able to do that.
Woodward said that in his 2 years of investigating for his book, Fear, he found no evidence of collusion or espionage between Trump and Russia. Woodward said he looked for it hard and yet turned up nothing. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
As millions of people remain without power from Florence in the Carolinas, a number of safety warnings have been issued. John Clemens reports.
At this stage, Florence is more about water than wind, as the storm's catastrophic flooding from the heavy rains remain one of the biggest threats. The slow pace of the storm through the region could mean another 1.5 feet by the end of the weekend. Carbon monoxide poisoning is one of the concerns, with safety experts warning to only use a portable generator outdoors in a dry area at least 20 feet away from the doors, windows, or air vents. When using a generator, use a battery-powered or battery backup CO detector inside. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.